with Dom and Crude at 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. One of the longest extreme heat waves ever in the Southwest is not going anywhere. Jordan Darby lives in Phoenix.
I can handle 100, but like the moment it hits 110, I'm like dying a little bit.
KPHO-TV meteorologist April Warnecki from Phoenix.
That excessive heat warning that includes the valley has now been extended all the way through Sunday. We're talking about next Sunday, and the National Weather Service already debating extending it beyond next weekend. And that's because, again, this heat pattern does not look to be letting up. It's not a normal heat pattern for us. It's a stubborn ridge that's just going to stay in place.
Another mass shooting, this one in New York City.
An 86-year-old New York City man was fatally shot and at least three others wounded by a man on a scooter who police say was shooting randomly in Brooklyn and Queens. A 25-year-old suspect is in custody, says NYPD Chief Joseph Kenny.
As they began to process the scene, they came across video that shows a male Hispanic approach our victim from behind on a scooter, raises his hand one time, and fires one time, striking our victim.
Police say the suspect was traveling on an illegal scooter without a license plate. They say he was carrying a 9mm pistol with an extended magazine. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A business jet flying from Las Vegas crashed on a second landing attempt at French Valley Airport in Southern California. NTSB investigator Elliot Simpson says the conditions early this morning were right on the verge of acceptable for landing.
The pilot reported to air traffic control that he was going to perform a missed approach, which is generally happens when a pilot can't see the runway environment.
The U.S. is sending $800 million more in military aid to Ukraine, including a controversial addition. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides has more.
The decision by the U.S. to send cluster munitions to Ukraine comes as NATO is set to hold a summit in Lithuania next week, where President Biden will no doubt face questions over the controversial move. When a cluster munition is deployed, several smaller explosives called bomblets scatter over a large area that can stretch the size of several football fields, but sometimes those bomblets do not explode on impact, posing a threat to civilians even years after conflict.
Famed American women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe says she will retire.
It's with a really deep sense of peace and gratitude and excitement that I want to share with you guys. This is going to be my last season, my last World Cup and my last NWSL season.
Many are offering their congratulations, including President Biden on Twitter. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually, that I...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
No matter what you do or say, that's it. Kevy. We are local music. That is Level Down, kicking off a double dip of Level Down for Maxine Kevy. That was Last Breath, Apathy before that. Both of the songs from their new CD, Between Hope and Hell. Definitely recommending getting the new Level Down CD. Is really good. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Original local hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Happy to have you along with us. Be sure to check out the Max Inc. Radio podcast page at civicmedia.us. There you're going to find all the interviews, all the recordings from Live in the Devil's Lair, and this very show that you could podcast later on. While you're there, make sure you grab the brand new Civic Media app. It's all at civicmedia.us. Coming up in the first part of Max Inc. Heavy, we got music from The First Rule, All Meridians, and The Lizards just around the corner. Right now, Carbellion, who is playing Rockfest next week on July 13th up in Cadott, Wisconsin. This is a brand new song off their latest album, Weapons of Choice. It's called Preacher. It's Carbellion on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
Yeah.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
are local music. That is all Meridians and Agents. They actually have a brand new, they have new music coming out. I think it's out right now. It's on their Bandcamp page. I wish I would have known that before I started the show, because I would be playing that. I'll tell you what, I'll get the All Meridians new music on the air for you next week here on Max Inc. Radio. The Lizards before that with their song Boat on the Ocean. The Lizards are playing at Moe's Bar and Grill in Friendship, Wisconsin on July 22nd. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Locally brewed beer, awesome handcrafted food, the outdoor patio with live music. It's really cool. The FullMileBeerCompany.com for more information. Also, Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find more information at movetomadison.com. Coming up here in Max Inc. Heavy, we got Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock, plus tunes on the way from Fall to Rise, Lockjaw, and Amberstein. Right now it's The First Rule and Warning. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just a moment. Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's random thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all first Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Can you buy goods from around the globe knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
This is Deacon Dr. Jones of Elephant, and you are listening to the Bastard Den on Maximum Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glass-blowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. We got brand new music from Flying Fuzz just around the corner. Right now, let's go back to 2021 is Amberstein on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
And it chills me to the core. But change is true in season, in relations keeping score. I've all but now forgotten what it means to be a friend. You're making declarations as a means to pretend. You always have so much to say. I see right through you.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Heavy on Civic Media. That is the latest from Fall to Rise, Action Potentials. Amberstein before that with Human. Neither of those bands have shows coming up. I think Fall to Rise, I think they're in their homeland, Puerto Rico, probably, maybe. I know last time we had them on the show, they were talking about that. How you doing? Hope your Saturday evening is going well. I'm Jimmy Kay. This is Maxine Kevy, original local hard rock from Wisconsin. Tonight, we bring you brand new Flying Fuzz. They have a new single out on their Bandcamp page and streaming on all the platforms. If you want to grab it, you can check it out. I've not listened to this song yet. I'm kind of excited to hear it. I just found it before we went on the air tonight. I'm like, ooh. A brand new song from Flying Fuzz, officially released tomorrow on June 9th. So that was last month. It's July. What am I talking about? I'm just going to shut up and play this music here. It's Flying Fuzz, brand new from their Bandcamp page. This song is called Banger on Maxine Kevy. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
latest from Flying Fuzz, Banger, on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Tunes on the way from Dog's Blood. Just take a minute. The God Bombs. I really love that tune. We'll do some Mask Intruder right now. Brand new Lockjaw, Annie Alone. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
As far as I can see, hope comes and goes. Sometimes it seems there's nothing for me. Without you, I feel so alone. Every day we start again, then push away the static field. We keep running from the end, as if the dream was real. Colors fade, love me through all things end. Never me and you. The sweetest shade of blue. On Christmas morning in October, with all the things that we're gonna do. You're so pretty in the day, under an autumn sky. All the leaves are turning red, and the kings will slowly die. Colors fade, love me through all things end. Never me and you.
Yeah.
worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. One of the longest extreme heat waves ever in the Southwest is not going anywhere. Jordan Darby lives in Phoenix.
I can handle 100, but like the moment it hits 110, I'm like dying a little bit.
KPHO-TV meteorologist April Warnecki from Phoenix.
That excessive heat warning that includes the valley has now been extended all the way through Sunday. We're talking about next Sunday, and the National Weather Service already debating extending it beyond next weekend. And that's because, again, this heat pattern does not look to be letting up. It's not a normal heat pattern for us. It's a stubborn ridge that's just going to stay in place.
Another mass shooting, this one in New York City.
An 86-year-old New York City man was fatally shot and at least three others wounded by a man on a scooter who police say was shooting randomly in Brooklyn and Queens. A 25-year-old suspect is in custody, says NYPD Chief Joseph Kenny.
As they began to process the scene, they came across video that shows a male Hispanic approach our victim from behind on a scooter, raises his hand one time, and fires one time, striking our victim.
Police say the suspect was traveling on an illegal scooter without a license plate. They say he was carrying a 9mm pistol with an extended magazine. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A business jet flying from Las Vegas crashed on a second landing attempt at French Valley Airport in Southern California. NTSB investigator Elliot Simpson says the conditions early this morning were right on the verge of acceptable for landing.
The pilot reported to air traffic control that he was going to perform a missed approach, which is generally happens when a pilot can't see the runway environment.
The U.S. is sending $800 million more in military aid to Ukraine, including a controversial addition. CBS News correspondent Christian Benavides has more.
The decision by the U.S. to send cluster munitions to Ukraine comes as NATO is set to hold a summit in Lithuania next week, where President Biden will no doubt face questions over the controversial move. When a cluster munition is deployed, several smaller explosives called bomblets scatter over a large area that can stretch the size of several football fields, but sometimes those bomblets do not explode on impact, posing a threat to civilians even years after conflict.
Famed American women's soccer player Megan Rapinoe says she will retire.
It's with a really deep sense of peace and gratitude and excitement that I want to share with you guys. This is going to be my last season, my last World Cup and my last NWSL season.
Many are offering their congratulations, including President Biden on Twitter. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 53. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 82. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 63. Chance for scattered storms Monday and Tuesday. Upper 80s, Monday, upper 70s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Stupid love songs on a headship guitar. And I hope you hear me. I hope you
Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Hey. This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across